I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are hailing every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his come. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in the Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray.
Many wars. Many earthquakes. Like another big one in Japan. Mm-hmm. 7.2. That's pretty big earthquake. Mm-hmm. Almost every week there's a 7.2. That's the science of the times. Mm-hmm. You just got to face reality. I know the world is asleep. But these earthquakes let us know. We're at the end. Mm-hmm. Wars and rumors of wars. Earthquakes in dire places.
People just get so accustomed to these things, you know. Just like in Pompeii, they got so accustomed to this volcano and the activities that were surrounding it, you know, and they just went about their everyday life, just like everything is normal. See, that's a very dangerous, complacent place to be in, you know, when people don't take these signs as serious that God has.
It's easy to do. Mm-hmm. You just let your guard down.
That's right.
Just a little bit like when the Bible says, go unto the inhabitants of the earth in the last days, because Satan comes down having great wrath. That don't mean you're going to see him with a bunch of pitchforks. He's worked behind the scenes to infiltrate society and to lure people out to hell and death. That's what's going on out there. We just barely keep an hour ahead above the water. Look what we're doing. We're putting all our resources in. We get up early in the morning. We pray in the day. We let these songs speak to us. We got a program that's ordained of God. We believe the prophet. All these things that we have, this program from the Lord. And even at that, it's a tough road to hoe. You got to put any effort, every mm-hmm. effort to stay on course.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's all this pressure, pressing in, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot. And you see the step back and you see the picture of what happened in the days of Noah. These daughters of Cain, they kept pressing in on the sons of Seth. And before you know it, that whole world was just one big sex orgy, that whole thing. They took the wife, all of them did too. It was all about sex, but these women, they were pressing in.
Mm-hmm.
And as it was in the days of Lot, you got to see the picture, right?
Yeah.
These homosexuals, they were always pressing in, trying to get Lot to join their club. And today it's the same thing. You can feel it if you're sensitive to the Spirit of the living God. You know, sometimes you just got to step back and really look to reality in the face. This world of this thing that's out there, it's constantly pressing in. Anyway, if you try to live these spiritual life, you're going to notice it. But if you just go along with nonchalant and just take everything as it comes, you're not going to notice it. It's when you're trying to live mm-hmm. upright and holy before God, then you can see that these forces pressing in. That's what we're up against. And we're just trying to set a standard for people. Like, if you accept this here program, you're going to learn more here in one sitting than you will out there in these churches for 10 lifetimes, because they're only telling you a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They're not telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Here you're going to hear the truth. You might not like it, but you hear the truth. Because we're only telling you the truth, because that's the only thing we know to tell.
It's really distractions out there. When you will put it into a nutshell, it's distractions, because it's to take you away from the real thing.
More than fame, wealth, or desire, more than all this world's attire, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Take my possessions, great and small, friends and family, you can take them all. And more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child you want. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child you want. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to hear my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, Easter, my child, you want, but more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do what's right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet Him in the air. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet Him in the air. I know the Lord is coming back for me. Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, den Jesus aufgebahnt, den einzigen Weg, der sehr fehlt, so hält in besserem Land. Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, ab jeden Antreiber, den Weg von dem geschrieben steht, das erst ein Tor nicht hier. Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, wenn auch verlassen wir, so bin ich denn auch nicht allein, mein Jesus bleibt bei mir. Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, doch triffst allein und nur durch Gottes Hilfe, Gnad und Kraft, gehorsam bis zum Tod. Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, getreu durch Sport und Hohn, bis Jesus mich heißt zu sich ruft, wo mir dann wird der Lohn. Igeh, Igeh den schmalen Lebensweg, Igeh, Rock of ages,
clap for me.
Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. At the sounding of the trumpet, at the dawning of the day, worldly pleasures with their treasures shall forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Poor love sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see. But the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Poor lost sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see. But the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me.
That's what you and I are trying to avoid. Mm-hmm. That judgment. It's coming. I'm going to bump right into it. We're not playing a game here. We know. Mm-hmm. We know where we're living in time. We know exactly. Right to the day. That's why it's written. And see, the book of Revelation is very important to you and I, because mm-hmm. John was told, John, come up hither. I'll show you the things that's going to happen in the 20th century where we're living in mm-hmm. time. So it's very important to know, that book. And till the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of that religious fornication. That's what you see out there. That's why nobody wants to listen to us, because mm-hmm. they've been made drunk.
That's right.
That's the situation out there. And the church age of Laodicea is, it's everything 100% right on. We're living in Laodicea. We were up till, that's mm-hmm. where we can Daniel now, but the thing happens if you're
the effects of Laodicea is around you, you know. It doesn't just stop.
Yeah.
You know, the
effects of it.
Yeah, the effects of it, what it has done, you can really clearly see it's all around you. Just like when you take a drug, you know, the effects, they don't just stop. They go on.
Mm-hmm.
They affect you.
Yeah, we got a good program. If you would not, people would only follow it, do what we're doing, they would have an expected end.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, you can't force people. You can't make people. Like, you know, back in that compound when I was in that cult, as soon as you missed church once, my dad would come and hound us down. Why weren't you at church? Well, the truth be told, I didn't want to. The truth be told,
mm-hmm.
but we had to find an excuse to July. Well, I was busy doing that and that and that. And we were more or less herded into.
Yeah.
And all it is a brainwashing session.
Oh, yeah, there is like a silent message. You better be at church. If not, there's going to be some consequences. And you feel it in the spirit, you know, that this is, if you don't, something's going to happen, you know. And that's part of that of religion, of Nicolaitan spirit.
But we're out of there, and we're leaving that people warned. What it's all about. That half-hour sermon they got at night, that's just brainwash the people. Like keep saying, like I said, right from the beginning, they should burn these sermons, burn them up. But now as I keep going on and on, I see more and more, because God always gives you more and more understanding. And I begin to realize these sermons written by the devil, because they don't tell you the truth. If they were written by the Holy Spirit and by God, then they would tell you the truth. And we're going to get into it today. What they're telling you that's not true. It's more or less real what it is. It's a brainwashing session. Mm-hmm. Make sure you never find the real thing. Mm-hmm. They load you with all these sermons and all this church stuff. So you get so fed up, you never want no part of it. He has sounded for the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I want to talk about the proof to you. Like I say, I grew up in that Hutterite cult, and we had to go to church every day, twice on Sunday, then Sunday school. And all it was a system engineered by Satan to brainwash you. Because they're not telling you the truth. Until you were brought up to believe that hell is eternal, that it has no end, you know. I can still hear my dad preach. If a bird would come once every 1,000 years and rub his face, his beak on a stone as big as the planet, then somewhere along the way that thing would have an end. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true, because that beak is softer than the ground, than the earth. But see, it's just a brainwashing session, and they let you believe, but I went down the road believing hell is eternal. Mm-hmm. There's no end. And when you think about it, you see, you know, people that are going to hell, and they'll be there throughout eternity. That's what they told us. But as time went on, when the Lord brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and I began to slowly, my understanding was enlightened, and I began to realize I'd be told a lie. Hell is not eternal. Hell is forever. And I want to just make sure I got scriptures to prove to you what we're saying here. Jesus, you know where that is? Jesus said, get in from here, if a fluke. In Matthew 25, that's when Jesus is going to separate the sheep and the goats, eh? And then the sheep,
Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. See, that that's that millennial kingdom that's prepared for us from before the foundation of the world. And then he said, he turned over to the other ones. I just want to bring out a point here, that we're not just saying something. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. In another place it says, get in from here if a fluchten in das hellische fire. But see, it's only everlasting. Everlasting is not eternal. Because right below, the righteous, he said, go into life eternal. It doesn't say you shall go away into eternal punishment. It says everlasting, and everlasting, it has an end eventually. It has an end. And I'll read to you, I'll give you the exact program, what goes to happen here 2-3 years from now when Jesus separates the sheep and the goats. It's just appeared. And when all these people are going to be resurrected, and the sheep and the goats will be resurrected, and the people that are still alive here, they'll be there. There'll be a separation between the goats and the sheep. Like I say, the sheep, they'll go into life eternal. The only thing that's eternal is eternal life. And we've been told that hell is eternal. There's no end to hell. Well, I'm just going to prove to you via the scripture, hell is only forever. Forever is not eternal. Forever is just a space of time that God, that great eternal spirit, has allotted for it to happen. Like the Bible says, Jesus is going to be a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. You can read it. I'm just, and for the sake of time to go look it up, I'll just read it to you the way it says. Jesus will be a high priest forever. Well, you and I know by reading the scripture that Jesus will only be in that high priest position for 2,000 years. He was on the seat of mercy. That's that high priestly position. But yet the Bible says he'll be a high priest forever. Well, forever is a space of time. Forever is until it has served its purpose. And that's October the 15th, 2021. That was the end of Jesus ever going to be in that high priest. But yet, it's forever because it has done, served its purpose. And then he goes into, and then it says, he will be king forever. After the, then you'll see, he'll be a king forever. Mm-hmm. But yet, you and I know, he's going to be only a king for about 1,000 years, until the millennium. And once the millennium is over, he hands his kingdom back to his heavenly Father, and then he's no more king of kings, he's no more Lord of lords. Then God becomes everything, and Jesus Christ is then becomes our elder brother. See, it's all programmed out. We're just trying to prove here today that hell is not eternal. Hell is a space of time. Hell is forever. However long hell is, and then hell is only another 1,000 years after the millennium. Then hell and death gets thrown into that lake of fire. Until it's destroyed. In that lake of fire, everything that's going to go into that lake of fire will be destroyed. And we're just trying to bring out today, we've been duped, we've been brainwashed and with these servants. Because these servants were written by the devil. They were not written by the Holy Spirit, because if they were written by the Holy Spirit, they would tell people the truth. And I remember sitting there being told that hell is eternal by these sermons, by these list of these cults, list of these sermons. But I keep saying they should burn them up because they're very dangerous. All it is a brainwashing session. All they do, they're telling you lies. And I just keep saying the only thing that is eternal life, if you and I want eternal life, we got to go back and take what Jesus said before he went to the crucifixion. And I know I'm repeating it because you're dealing with a brainwashed world, with a brainwashed society out there. And Jesus said it, this is going to be eternal life. See, you and I want eternal life. We want to not go through here because we only get a run. We only get one run at this. There's only one
one life that we live, and after this, the judgment. And we want to make sure that when we go through life, that we're doing it right. So we got to go to the scripture to find out exactly how best to go through this life, because zwei Ort, Mensch, schaust du vor dir. There's only two places you go. Once you're done with this life, then there's either heaven or hell. And we want to make sure that when we go through life, because we only got one run at this, and we want to tell people the right thing. We don't want to give people the wrong steer. Tell them that hell is eternal. Hell is not eternal. Hell is only forever. And what happens here when people, if they don't have the Lord, then they go to hell. It's just that simple. And hell is in the center of the earth. And then once the millennium is over, hell and death are going to be cast right into the lake of fire. And then that lake of fire, they are going to be destroyed. And at the end of, I don't know how many years they'll be in that lake of fire. But I know, and hell is only 1,000 years, which is a long time to be in hell, in torment. Hell is a place of torment, where people get tormented, and these demons, they torment them, and it's a place you don't want to be. Just that simple.
Yeah, for people like in the beginning of the ages, like those that have gone in for the last 6,000 years, they've been in hell for 6,000 years, mm-hmm. You know, but people that, the sheep and the goat that are going to be separated, those, mm-hmm. and those that do not make it into the millennium, they will go to hell for until those 1,000 years are over.
Yeah, exactly. But once, like I say, we got to have it right. Hell is not eternal. Hell mm-hmm. is only forever. And I get a lot of text messages, controversy about that, because they go to the scriptures and they go back to where about Sodom. It was you can read it over in Sodom. I think it's in Jude, where Sodom was destroyed by eternal fire.
Mm-hmm.
They suffer eternal fire. See, that fire is going to be eternal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like let's say you had a furnace with some burns on propane,
mm-hmm.
and you want to put a log in the fire, and then that log is in there only until it's burned off, and then but the fire keeps on going. The fire is eternal, and that's the same thing with that lake of fire. That lake of fire is eternal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says in Jude 1:7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication after, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
See, that's why I say the fire is eternal.
Yeah.
And I'll just go out on a limb. I'll tell you where that lake of fire is. That lake of fire is up. It's the sun. Because when Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed, there was a flare. That fire is eternal. Some say it can. So the Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by a volcano. But see, that volcano is not eternal fire. The only place in our universe, galaxy, where there's eternal fire is the sun. And all God did, he took a sun flare and he sent it down to Sodom and destroyed that whole mess, because it was eternal fire. The only place in our galaxy that the sun is going to be there throughout eternity,
mm-hmm.
because the sun will never go out, because it's eternal fire. That's why it says the eternal fire. But yet, that eternal fire doesn't mean that it's going to be there. The people that are in that
That's
fire,
right.
They're not going to be there throughout eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, as time goes on, and I don't know how long God has allotted for some people, like Satan, he'll be in there for a lot longer than people that did that weren't as bad, because the Bible says, he that knoweth to do the will of God, he will get the doubles, he will get the stripes, but he that knows to do it and doesn't do it, he's going to get a double dose. Let you tell you, there are certain levels of punishment, there are certain times, there are certain things that people have to go through, and that lake of fire, God controls it. But eventually, in that lake of fire, that subject that's going to be in that lake, eventually it'll have an end. Hell and death will have an end eventually. I don't know how many years. It doesn't really matter, but it's not eternal. I don't know. Like I say, I know it's only forever. And forever could be a long time. Mm-hmm. Could get be 1,000 years. Could be 2,000 years. However long it's allotted for him to be until his punishment is paid for. That's why Jesus came, so we don't have to go to hell. He that believes on the Son has eternal life. You bypass that judgment. The judgment is coming. See, when you accept Jesus, you accept the truth for your day. Really, that's what it is. When you accept Jesus, you accept the truth for your day. Because in today's hour, you know, everybody says they believe in Jesus. But do they believe the truth for your day? No, they don't. They run you out of town if you tell them the truth. And see, that's what the testing is here. Now, if you reject this here truth, then off to hell you go. Just that simple. There's no in between here. The judgment day is coming. You know, the judgment day, and then the separating of the goats and the sheep. It's just right in front of us. But what we're trying to do today, we're trying to tell you that these servants that they tell you in these cults and these preachers out there, they're not telling you the truth because they don't know the truth. Mm-hmm. We're just telling you today that hell is not eternal. It's only forever, and forever is a space of time. But like I keep saying, Jesus Christ will be a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, but he's only going to be on that seat of mercy for 2,000 years, and he's done served its purpose. Jesus Christ is right now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He just has not taken his full position yet. He's just waiting, and then just up the road here, a few years from now, he'll set up his kingdom, and once the end of it is, and then he separates the sheep and the goats, and then he sets up his millennial reign. Everything runs in secret. We could tell you right to the day when that angel comes down, ties up Satan. And the minute he does that, right then and there, Jesus comes back, and what he's going to do, it's what's called the day of the Lord. The wicked will be destroyed. The wicked will see him. In fact, every eye shall see him. We'll all see Jesus coming back. He'll just open up the heavens, the skies will open up, and then they'll see Jesus coming with power and great glory, and they'll say to the rocks, fall on us, and to the mountains, cover us. That's just up the road here. We're not using that for scare program. We're just telling people the truth, because you and I have been trained in the last 40 years. The Lord took us out of that cult, out of that brainwashing program that they had over it, and then he took us to where exactly what Jesus said, this will be eternal life. The things that you and I are saying, they're hooked into eternal life. This will be eternal life, that they believe what them and I will send. And I keep saying it over and over again. He sent these seven angels to the church here to Laodicea, and we're living right now in the church. Well, we've already gone, but we have the effect of Laodicea. And at Laodicea, we had that angel, and that angel took him, well, of course, to Brother Branham. And then when he was done, he took the wolf course of Brother Jackson. And then now he's just finishing it off here with what you and I are saying on a day-to-day basis. We're just holding on to the things that have been given to the church here to later see. But see, these churches out of there, these Billy Grahams and these Oral Roberts and all these people, they were just sent in by the devil to make sure you never find out about what you're saying here.
Uh-huh. Mostly to confuse the picture. You know, that's really what, when you see what has been going out there, is to confuse and to blind the people from the truth.
Yeah, that's why we're under such attack constantly, mm-hmm. because we're telling people the truth. Mm-hmm. If you come on board, you're going to hear the truth. You will not like what you hear because you never heard of such a thing. And what you're going to do, then after a while you decide you don't want to live a dedicated life before the Lord. So what do? You chill out and you cut us off, and then you go back to the cesspool again and again, allow yourself to be brainwashed more and more from these tugs out there. Like when I say that Billy Graham was an agent of Satan, they think I'm crazy. But see, all Billy Graham was to make sure you never find out about Brother Branham. As Brother Branham, he was that nucleus of people where Jesus said, this will be eternal life. He was the voice of that angel, that they believe on them who I will send. He sent these seven angels, and here in the church here to Laodicea, that angel that linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Branham, and all these Oral Roberts and these great evangelists, the John Hagees and the Jimmy Swagger, they have a commission to do. Make sure you never come and sit under the umbrella of Brother Branham, because that's the only thing that has eternal life. The ministry of Billy Graham does not have eternal life. Neither does Oral Roberts or Jimmy Swagger or these big evangelists out there. They don't have scriptures to back up that they have eternal life. But we got scriptures to back up that there's going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And then he sent these seven angels, and these angels went to every church age, and throughout the church age of Laodicea, God sent that angel, and he picked up with the vocal cords of Brother Brent. I know I'm repeating myself, because it's worth repeating, because I know the devil will take everything what we're saying here, and he'll just shut it down and try to lure you away from what we're saying here. Just like he did when that Joe Mendel had a doubt of the body experience. He was dead for 17 minutes, and then he found himself on the wrong side of the fence. And he came back and told us what happened. And just as soon as he told it, these leaders and his own family, they tried to shut it down. That nobody wants to talk about it. I went right down to that Forest River College once I found out the truth of the matter. And they don't want to talk about it. Like they would rather he'd have died right there when he had an heart attack. Then talk about it. See what the devil does? He makes sure he hides it. That's why we keep repeating ourselves. This is going to be eternal life that they believe in them of I will send, and you and I will just happen to tap into the program here by God's grace, because he knew our makeup. He knew we'll never back down. He'll know we'll never bend and bow to these forces of evil, these religious zealots that are trying to make us irrelevant. That's what the devil does. He's trying to make you and I irrelevant. But see, we just keep chipping away, and there's somebody out there, because God said he'll send the hunger and thirst for the living word of God. As time goes on, you're going to see people are going to find and see right through that charade, that they'd be deceived, they'd be took, and then they'll want to have the truth, because the Bible says he will send the hunger and thirst for the true and the living word of God. And that's what we're doing. We're just telling people the truth, because at the end of the day, it's what matters, that we did not give people a wrong steer, because mm-hmm. someday we're going to stand before God. What did I do with that word? Did I give people a wrong steer, or did I give them did I use a brain? Did I use my platform to brainwash people? That's what they're doing out there. That's why they go to church every day. That's why when we did go to church every day, my dad would hound us down. Why weren't you at church today? Well, if I had to tell them the truth, because I didn't want to go to church, because it's all a brainwashing session. That's what I would have told if I'd have had the courage of the backbone. But there came a day when I began to realize that thing is not of God, and that whole unrighteous sin is one big fat lie instituted by Satan back in Nicaea, Rome, and then after Martin Luther went out, after Martin Luther came, God, the devil, he sent in these antichrists, and they were nothing but antichrists. That Jakob Hutter and all these holy people, they were nothing but antichrists. They did exactly what happened after Pentecost. Satan sent in his antichrist. And like I said yesterday, by the time 325 rolled around, Satan had that whole religious world so confused, they didn't know whether they were coming or going, and they had to call the Constantine to set up a meeting, and then that's when they brought in, destroyed that water baptism in Jesus' name, and took on that diabolical satanic baptism of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And the churches today, they were infested with it. You're not going to hear this thing, what we're saying here, nowhere. Like I say, you're going to learn more here in one setting than you will out there in 10 lifetimes with these people, because the Satanists ahead of it. Satan controls the masses. He controls that religious world out there. And like I say, you want to stay in the channel. You want to stay in the chamber what Jesus said, this will be life eternal. Everybody wants eternal life, but there are certain ways to get eternal life. You got to tap into the source. You got to tap into the church age of Laodicea, a list of what Brother Branham and Brother Jackson had to say. You can get it on the... All you got to do is punch into your iPhone and the table by Brother Branham, and you'll get all 40 years of sermons. If you really, If you really hunger and thirst for reality and for truth, and you're going to hear exactly what Brother Brennan preached throughout the 40 years he was preaching, throughout the Greasy. Back in my time, I had to have a whole box of tapes in my trunk of my car, and I would listen to tape. But now, as time went on, the Lord made it so handy that all you got to do is get it to your iPhone. It's all 40 years of sermons right on there. All you got to do is punch in the table by Brother Brennan, and then it'll come out, and all his messages are on there. And you can listen. You can have a smoking board for yourself. If you got a hunger and a thirst for the truth, to hear the truth of the day, to hear that angel speak through the vocal cord of Brother Brennan. And then when he died, that angel didn't die. That angel kept around, was staying around him, because now he takes the vocal cords of Raymond and Jack. Then you can get his messages at the Faith Assembly. And see, you and I, we know all that. We want to make sure that we get, when we're done with this life, because we only get a run. We only get one run at life. And then when you do that, you want to make sure that you did the right thing while you were here in time. And then you end up on the right side of the fence, not like that Joe Mandel. He found himself on the wrong side of the fence because he's put his whole trust in that Hutterite regime, which is nothing but a cult set up by Satan. That's all it is, the brainwashing session.
It's very deceptive, you know, when you would analyze it all. Like, it is really not like to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. For that new birth, that new man and a new creation in Christ Jesus. It's really to channel you through a system of religion, that if you go through that baptism and then you're on the way to heaven, you know. It's so deceptive, and it's not even biblical. Mm-hmm. But the people have done it for so long, they think it's normal, and that is why it's so deceptive. They have adapted that as being the norm. When you go to the scripture, it is totally not the way the scripture will let you know. And it is such a very dangerous way to go about life. You know, it's a gamble. What they're doing, and you're gambling with your soul, and I could not go through with that one. You know, I had to have that assurance, you know, that from God, according to His word, that at the end of my day, that I will, you know, have that, be able to hear Him say, you know, well done, you good and faithful servant. You know, you want to follow what the scripture says, not some religious organization and their ideology. You know, that's very, very, very dangerous what they're doing.
Amen to that. See, you only get one to run at life. You only mm-hmm. get one. There's only one that can add inside. And while you're down here, it says, like that song says, Zwei Ort, O Mensch, hast du verdient. There's only two places. Once you're done with this life, you don't come back to take another run at it. That's final. It's over and done with. And while you're down here, I was always concerned about my eternal destiny. I was always concerned about my salvation. Where am I going to spend eternity? And the Lord saw my concern, and He brought me to the ministry of Brother Brennan, because He had to direct me through that channel, because I was being deceived all these years that was in that hunter I called. All I ever thought how to be deceived. That's all it is. It's a brainwashing session that they do. Instead of going to church and lead how to get to eternal life, it's a brainwashing session, and when you're done with it, you're convinced that that hunter I thing is the way to eternal life. They don't tell you, but they insinuate. They leave you with the impression, mm-hmm. as long as you're living in the community, you will have an expected death. But it's a flat-out lie, like I say. All it is a brainwashing session. And then I found out the real thing, and I found out the Lord brought me to the ministry of Brother Brennan, and then to the ministry of Brother Jackson, and here we are, holding on to the fort, to the things that's really important in the church age of Laodicea. That's why I can tell you for a truth, hell is not eternal. The things that we're saying, they are solid. Because I was always afraid, what if I give people a wrong steer? Well, you're not gonna give people a wrong steer if you stay within the confines of Scripture. That's why I keep going back. As I was studying the Scripture, one day I read it, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And he sent his seven angels because there was no human being that he could trust. He did not send Billy Graham. He did not send Earl Rob because they're a human being. They have not been tested yet. These angels have been tested, that they've been proved, that they've been tried, and they've been found faithful back in the prehistoric hour when God was testing angels. And we know the whole program. And we know the whole counsel of God. That's why we have been qualified. God gives you and I this mandate to put out this truth here in this closing days for whosoever will. It's for whosoever will. It's not forced. You're not forced to listen to us. You're not forced to come to church at the end of the day like we were forced at that compound to go to church every day. Because this is not a brainwashing church. This is something that you will... You're going to hear the truth. Like I said, you may not like what you hear. There's a lot of people that used to tap in. They listen to us faithfully. But after a while, we must have said something that they didn't agree with. So what did they do? They just chill us out. And you're free to do that. It's a freedom of choice. Because God gives mankind a freedom of choice. You can choose to do this or you can choose to do well. But see, you and I, we chose to follow Jesus. And then as time went on, the Lord tested us and we're really serious with this journey. And then as time went on, he gave us the mandate to go out to daily bread, to do it every day. And then that's what we're doing. And then he gave us the mandate to hold on to the things that had been given to the church here to later see. All we're doing, we're holding on to the fort. We're telling people what happened in the church in Elizabeth, and God sent that prophet, and that prophet took and began to tell us exactly what happened and for the last 2,000 years. Otherwise, we won't know nothing. We'd be just like everybody else. That's why the things that we talk about, they're so strange to a lot of people, because it took the Lord 30 years to teach us. All of a sudden, we're coming on with these teaching that they never heard of before. Mm-hmm. They never heard, sitting in the cult, that hell is not eternal. Mm-hmm. They've been told hell is eternal. Well, we're coming along and telling that hell is only forever. Forever is a space of time. And then once after the millennium, hell and death, they're in the center of the earth, hell and death gets cast into that lake of fire, and then that lake of fire and ice...
It's going to be destroyed.
It's going to be destroyed. The Bible says, fear not him that kills the body, but fear him that has power to destroy. When something is destroyed, it's not eternal. Mm-hmm. Eternity is not destroyed. Life is not destroyed. But hell and death were cast into the lake of fire, there to be destroyed, and like I say, I don't know how long, but at the end, when it's all over and done with, hell, your soul and your body, it's exactly what Jesus said, fear not him that kills the body, but fear him that has once the body, that has power to destroy both the body and the soul in hell. And over in hell, hell and death gets thrown into that lake of fire, and then that lake of fire, they are going to be destroyed, because at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to be left, that spirit is then purified, and then that spirit that goes back to God who gave it. Mm-hmm. Even Lucifer, even Satan's spirit, once it's purified, it goes back to God who gave it. Mm-hmm. Because the only thing that's eternal is that spirit. And that's why Jesus came, so that we won't have to go through that judgment. And all you got to do is accept the truth for your day, and then... which is really the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. Even in closing day, that's where Jesus is. He is in his word. He's in the truth for your day, because he said, this will be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And to you and I, everything is so simple. Mm-hmm. And like I say, we only get one run at this. So we want to make sure, while we're here and this on earth, we want to make sure that we don't give people a wrong steer. That's been our whole mandate, to make sure that we tell people the truth. And listen to us, you're going to hear the truth. You may not like what you hear, but you're going to hear the truth. That's all we're about. We're telling people the truth. The truth is marching on. And each generation, as time goes on, the truth keeps on going, keeps on marching, and it just moves ahead. And right now, we're the only one thing left, before that judgment day of the Lord come, and it's an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. God wants everybody to make it. That's why I made it so easy. Just all you got to do is accept the truth for your day. It's just that simple.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, for another day of life, for all your blessings on us, Lord. We just pray, Lord. We just want to present people with the truth, Lord, about hell. There is no eternal hell. It's just a space of time that you have allotted. It's like anything in nature, Lord. There's only a certain time frame for everything that is allotted. When something is purified, it only takes a certain amount of time, where other things just need a little more time. If that's the way it's going to be with the wicked, when they're going to eventually be destroyed in hell, it's just, or in the lake of fire. So we just pray, Lord, that we'll be able, this words will be able to speak to people, and they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free, Lord. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.